Hailed as the best thrill writer of the moment from the New York Times and the poster boy for American crime fiction, according to the Los Angeles Times, with more than 40 million copies of his novels in print worldwide, featuring his now iconic creation, ex-cop, army cop, and all-around tough guy, Jack Reacher. Lee Child is doing pretty good these days, and the next few months are very exciting for Lee Child, as his newest novel in the series is out, A Wanted Man, and Paramount Pictures will release in December its big screen adaptation of One Shot called Jack Reacher, starring Tom Cruise in the lead role. A Wanted Man is the name of the new book, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Lee Child back to the program. Lee, thank you very much for being with us. It's always a thrill to have you on the show.
It's always a thrill to be on the show. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for putting out another fine novel. This is a great read. Is it at all difficult for you? I ask this question because I love this genre, and you know, you read writers and you love them, and then all of a sudden you sort of start to see a series kind of run out of gas. And I've never even gotten an inkling of that with you. And I am curious as to how, in your mind, you are able to keep it fresh, to keep it exciting, and to keep this character as vibrant as he was in the early books.
Well, thank you for saying that. And I think it's all comes back to a decision I took right at the beginning, which was a kind of just a literary preference. It was an instinctive decision that I did not want him to have a job or a location. I didn't want him to be a cop in L.A. or a private eye in Chicago or anything like most people do. Yeah. I wanted him to be a wanderer, no location, no employment, a past, but nothing very much in the present. And what that means is that each book can be anywhere and it can be about anything. It doesn't have to be limited geographically. It doesn't have to be limited in terms of the type of case he might be facing. Some of the books are glossy. They have the White House in them and the FBI and so on. Some of them are just far from anywhere in a dusty town somewhere out west with people of no account whatsoever. And so the freshness comes from the fact that, for me, every page one is completely different. There is no formula, there's no template, there is nothing the same between one book and the next. And so literally I sit down each time as if I'm writing the first book. I'm so enthusiastic about it. I'm so full of ideas for it. It feels like it has unlimited possibilities at that point. And so really I'm very grateful I took that early decision, because it has worked out. You know, the series is now 17 books long.
Right.
And yeah, honestly, everyone is brand new to me.
And at the baseline of this character and the creation of this character, while there is this very nomadic feel to him, the baseline, of course, is this military background, the sort of the moral compass, if you will, that keeps him going and makes it so fascinating when you put him into these various situations.
And I think that's part of his appeal, the moral compass. He does the right thing. He wants to do the right thing. And I think we find that reassuring. We would like people to be like that. Maybe we would like to be like that ourselves. And I think ex-military is a great choice for that, because the modern volunteer military is full of people who want to do the right thing. They are sternly decent people. And I think we enjoy seeing that in today's chaotic and rather gray society. We need somebody who knows the track and will not deviate from it.
Chicago Sun-Times said, "This is a character loved by women, feared by men, and respected by all." That's obviously not something you set out to do and say, "I'm going to create a character like this," but it's something that happens, obviously, through really good writing. But it is it must be pleasing to hear something like that you have such a broad audience.
It is very pleasing, and you know, I'm delighted that so many women like this character, because at first glance you would say, yeah, these are guys' books,
right?
You know, rough and tough. But I have way more than my fair share of women readers, and I think it comes from the fact that I didn't design it, as you say. You know, I didn't sit down and think, this is what I want. I think the only way to make a book work is to close your eyes to all the supposed list of virtues you're supposed to have and just write from the heart, write an instinctive, honest character, warts and all. I mean, Reacher has things wrong with him. He's, you know, he's rather unhygienic, and he's a commitment phobe, and he doesn't own anything. So So he has quirks and so on that would be difficult to live with in real life, but he does have this shining moral code, this commitment to doing the right thing, and I think that excites people.
The fascinating thing about your story, I know we've talked about it in the past, but I find it fascinating, is that you were working in television, you had a good career in TV, and then all of a sudden, through some corporate restructuring, you get axed in the mid-90s, and that's when you start writing the novel. So this is something that came rather late to you.
Yes, it was, and I think in two ways that's a good thing. I think writing is a job that not only can you, but you should do it later in life. You've got to fill that tank before you can say anything. You've got to know something, you've got to have seen something, you've got to lived a bit. And I did get fired at 40, which is bad news on the surface, but in a way it's also good news, because you've got half a career of skills and habits and disciplines, and you can pretty much say you've got another half to come, and so you can turn around and use what you've learned in a new direction. Maybe it's a perfect time, halfway through, make that change of direction. That's what I tried to do. I thought, this is my last chance, really. Go for it. And I tried hard, and luckily it's worked out.
You gave yourself a year, and you wrote Killing Floor, which was the first book and the first to feature Reacher, of course. And it is critically acclaimed. It wins awards. It's commercially successful. And is it at that point you said, okay, this, I would like to stay with this character, or did you know all along that you wanted to write more about Jack Reacher?
Yeah, I knew all along. I mean, I think that as a reader, and what I do as a writer is based entirely on what I love as a reader. And I love a series. I love that feeling of perhaps accidentally discovering a book. You know, maybe you have it recommended. Maybe you even find it on an airplane or something. You read it, you enjoy it, and then you realize there are 10 more like it, or 15 or 20 more just like it. I think that's a unique feeling of pleasure. You know there are more books out there that you're pretty much guaranteed to enjoy. So I always wanted to do a series, and, you know, I didn't say so at first, because the problem was, suppose the publisher had come back to me and said, well, I love your writing, I love your ideas, but we hate the character, then there's no point in having announced that you just want to write about that character alone. So it was a secret plan at first, but happily everybody liked the character, and I remember very well, my editor said, do you think you could turn this into a series? And I was like, yeah, you know, I think I could.
One of your books, one of my favorites of in the series, One Shot, is the basis for the film Jack Reacher. And Jack Reacher has been cast. Tom Cruise is in the lead, and this film will come out in December and be one of the big holiday blockbusters. And I mean, I got to be honest with you, Lee. I don't know how I feel about Tom Cruise as Jack Reacher. Can you reassure me?
Yeah, I sure can. Because okay. At the moment, we're in a sort of limbo period, and I completely understand how you feel. It's always tense when a favorite character from the page moves to the screen. That's always a difficult transition. And we're in this period. I've seen the movie, and nobody else has seen it. And it is a great movie. Cruise absolutely nails it. Because Cruise is a mixture of two things that I find very fascinating. On the outside, he's a global movie star and a celebrity. But on the inside, he's a character actor, very like the classic Brits that I used to work with in television. He approaches the part through the script. He checks his ego at the door as far as being an actor is concerned. He does not want you to see Tom Cruise on the screen. He wants you to see Jack Reacher on the screen. And you really do. I guarantee you watch this movie, you will believe you have seen Jack Reacher walking and talking.
And a little nuts, which I assume goes with the character as well.
Uh-huh. I mean, he loves the books. He's read them. He understands them. I was all prepared to, you know, have long discussions with him about what he should do, but he didn't need it. He figured it out.
Well, that's great. And certainly, I mean, he is a class act in that genre of good action thrillers. So the new book is A Wanted Man. It's brand new, out from Delacorte, and is just fantastic. And as we mentioned, the movie Jack Reacher, starring Tom Cruise, is out in December. You can find out about all of the goings-on with these characters and with Lee by going to leechild.com. A Wanted Man is the new book. Lee Child, a great pleasure as always. Congratulations, and thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, and right back to you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.